What's good? What's good? What's good, everyone? Hopefully everyone's having a wonderful day. Happy day of the risen. Hopefully everyone feels good. You feel me? Today is April 12th. Ooh. I love it when I get reassurance and reminder of what we got going on, you feel me? Knowledge is the foundation of all things in existence. Wisdom is activation of knowledge. Today we have knowledge and wisdom. It's all born in our understanding. Understanding is a comprehension of what you know and what you do. So you know something and you do something about what you know. And then you figure it out. You grasp a reality of what's going on. Then we're in a month of freedom. So shout out to being free. We're not worried about anything. Everything feels good. You know, you activate your activation. So knowledge is the foundation of all things in existence. Wisdom is the activation of knowledge. Wisdom means you act on what you know. And when you are free, you act on what you acting on. So wait a minute. Hold on. Time out. What are you talking about? What is that? That doesn't make any sense. Okay. So you knew something. And then once you knew it, you acted on it. And then after you acted on it, you got to know it again. That's an add-on. That's a one. So that's what gave you your comprehension. And so now that you comprehend it, you going to do something about your activation because you know that you comprehend something. You're aware that you comprehend something. You get it. And so when you get it, you're free. And one thing about understanding and freedom, it all points God. And see, what happens is we are gods, winning every day, realizing great opportunities do subsist. So we are gods. And when you are free in your understanding, you create God. I just want to give a special thanks to today, because today has been a wonderful day. It started off with my son driving me insane. My four-year-old is very, very, he's stuck in his ways. He gets it, honestly. So that's not the issue. That's how my day started. He was mad because me and the little one, we still sleep. We cool. And the little one can sleep till about 10, 11. That's his mama. He's his mama. The big one, it's boring in here. Our TV's not working. It's boring in here. It's boring. It's boring. It's boring. No, do not wake up Prestigious. You wake Prestigious up before he's ready to get up. Trust me, honey. You're going to wish you just let that little baby sleep. Unless he got something to do. I mean, we used to have to go to school early in the morning. He'd be crying, he's screaming, he acting foolish, you know what I'm saying? The whole time you getting him dressed, you know what I mean? And that's back in the day, they didn't pull ups. I saw he pull ups on. He wild, I mean, he cussing me out, telling me out. He don't cuss, you know what I'm saying? They don't cuss, but they tell me out. And they mad, he mad. So you don't wake Rock up, you know what I'm saying? So that's because if you think it's bad with Jock up, bored, oh, it's bad with Rock up not wanting to be up. It's all right, so you know what I'm saying? He pop off at the mouth. I'm bored. I'll turn the TV on. The TV's still don't work. I'll do this, do that, blah, 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 whatever. You know what I'm saying? So it started like that. I'm frustrated. By the time everybody get moving, Rock big about 10. I think about 10, 15. So by the time everybody up moving, you know what I mean? Me, more so like that. By the time we actually doing something, you know what I mean? And we actually, like I said, up and moving, we have church. So Woodwalkers is a very good channel on here. I don't know if you guys have ever engaged with Woodwalkers channel. Excuse me. But I highly recommend. Every Sunday, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. They stopped for a few because Woodwalkers had to go to work, but he's not working. I'm not saying he's not working right now. He's just been able to work church in his schedule as well. So every morning, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The service is always very moving. Always very moving. Like, it has never been one time I've attended church here on Woodwalkers, and I've been disappointed. There was one time I was less than enthused, but I was not disappointed. Because, I mean, like, I appreciated the realness that it was. But, and when I tell you God is good, God is really good. Okay, so, we listen to church and everything's cool. Then I get a phone call. Hey, I need to see you for a little while. Now, these people that was calling me, you know what I mean, under the right authority, to make it kind of nervous, calling me, talking about they need to see me. So I'm like, oh, man, what you got going on? You know what I'm saying? What do I have going on? What do I got to do? What's up? Why are these people calling me, you know? But they were calling me not to make me feel no type of way, not to make me worried or anything like that. You know what it's calling? Get my baby some candy. That not only did they get my baby some candy, like, well, I don't celebrate holidays. And it's almost like people know this about me, but they don't want the kids to miss out. You know what I'm saying? Because nobody be like on some, it's Easter, it's this. They don't do that. You know what I'm saying? They don't, like, make me feel pressed about the situation. But instead, you know what I'm saying? They'll be like, here you go. This for the boys. You know what I'm saying? They get them some candy. So that's what they did. They gave my baby some candy. And the other day, I had walked in the same spot. I was like, yeah. I was like, hey, y'all got some extra masks. You got some extra masks down here. You know what I mean? Like, it's the office in my complex, not much. And it's like, you got some extra masks. I'm like, no. They're like, no, we don't have none. Because they had just told me that we all have to wear masks. It's mandatory. I don't wear no masks, just for the record. I don't like nothing covering my face. Although one day I did rock one. And it looked real cute on me. I looked like a scion. You know what I'm saying? Super scion. So I was with it. I was like, you know what I'm saying? I was feeling myself. Now, that's one thing, too. I be feeling myself under my little mask. I pop my pop. I always look cute under the mask. I know that sounds funny, right? But it's the truth. You know what I'm saying? So I like the swag with the mask. You know what I'm saying? Little style. I don't like to say swag because I heard sometime a while back that swag means secretly weird. Okay. I ain't gay. Yeah, that's how it started. So she's like, oh, I'm gonna make you a mask. And I'm like, for real? Okay, cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't have to ask her to do it. It was no, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was just weird because she like I said, she called me down, gave the boys the candy, and she said she's showing me. She's looking. She's like, and this one's for the little one. And she tried to play it off like she wasn't doing nothing for me too, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, she ain't really know she wanted to do it for me too. You know what I'm saying? She even had a little bag of candy for me too. She's like, oh, this your candy. I'm like, what? Thank you. I'm very spoiled. They be trying not to spoil me no more because I'm older now. I'm the spoiled one. They just be trying to do it for the boys. But they know I don't like, you better spoil me too. Like, if you gonna spoil the kids, you gotta spoil me. Like, I'm spoiled. I'm a baby. I'm an only child. And I'm a baby girl. Like, you gotta spoil me. I have to be spoiled. And it's like, if you're gonna spoil the kids, or just leave us all and we'll spoil each other. You know what I'm saying? Type of thing. I didn't know. I'm jealous. Like, nah, I ain't about to have that. Nah, I'm still letting them get theirs. But I mean, I'm be sad on the low. You know what I'm saying? Not really for no candy, because I don't be pressed about the candy as much. But you know what I'm saying? Just the thought and the feeling of people looking out for me and including me, that makes me feel good. You know what I'm saying? It's nice. That's why I always try to do that before. Work towards doing that with other people. Like, I always want people to feel included, feel good, you know what I'm saying? Like, I be doing. And, like, that I work towards, right? And so, I did, you know what I'm saying? She showed me the little mask, and she's like, yeah. This one can fit the little one. Blah, 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 blah. Like I said, she was just, like, real, like, chill with it. You know what I'm saying? I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. That's what's up. In my mind, I'm not really pressed because I got my little wrap. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm like, I know I'm straight with a mask. What they have for their mask, though, wasn't working for them because they not good with masks. They didn't like the ones I had made for them. So, I didn't, they didn't last long. Like I just tied a handkerchief around one's neck, and then I had a scarf type thingy around the other one. So they didn't like mine. So this lady, like I said, she went out of the way. She really did. She went out of the way. And I told her I was going to tell y'all on my show. I was like, yeah, I'm going to do my show tonight. I said, I'm going to tell them that you looked out for me and my babies, you know? And so they didn't like mine, you know what I mean? Well, not that they didn't like it. They liked the idea of the mask. It just didn't work because the one scarf, like I said, it was like, it would always slide down to one baby's neck. And the other one, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. It just ain't work out, right? So she's like, yeah, I'm making the boys this one. You can use it on either side. He's like, now the little one, she's like, the little one not going to be able to have another one. The little one not going to have a different one. And she's like, it's not, she's not going to be able to have, he's not going to be able to have another one. And so he like, like on the other side, because the other one can do versa. One can be blue, the other side has to be, you know what I'm saying, like, whatever. But the little ones, it has to be, he got to keep it on one side. But I was like, okay, it's no big deal. Then she all nonchalantly just throwing it. She said, oh, and this one fit me. Like, I know if it fit me, it could fit you. See, I was just going to fix this one up for you, and you could have this one. Huh? What? Where'd I come into play? When did I come into play? You know, when did I have a part of it? You know what I mean? When did I have a part of it? You know what I mean? I didn't even know that you were including me in this situation. You know what I mean? I didn't know. And so, didn't say nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like that. She didn't say nothing. It was nothing. And so, she gave me a mask too. Now, like I said, I would have figured something out because I was just going to wrap something around my face. I wasn't worried about it. But for her to go out of her way to, one, she called me. Come get, basically, you know what I'm saying? She ain't telling me what she was doing. But at first, I was a little standoffish. Then I heard, I was like, oh, I know what you got going on because I knew what today is. So she bring me that. She get him some candy. Then she got masks for them. So you're not even worried just about the pleasure aspect. You worried about protecting our well-being as well. You know what I'm saying? Because they saying that you gotta get, like, you have to have a mask. It's a $500 fine if you don't have a mask. Stuff like that. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I knew, but I mean, like, I don't believe in this coronavirus. I'm not saying that it's non-existent. I'm just saying I don't believe in it. And in the extent of which I'm saying I don't believe in it, it's more like, it's not that I don't believe in it. It's just that I know that it's not the way it's presented to be. You know, it's marketed way different than what it actually is. And so for me, I hold stuff a little differently. I hold stuff a little differently. I look at it a little differently, a lot differently. You know what I mean? I'm not going to sit here and be stressed out. I'm not going to sit here and be worried. I'm not going to sit here and just, like, you know what I mean, go crazy or anything like that. Instead, though, I'm using my mind. Like, I always encourage this. Like, if you know anything about me, you can listen to the shows. I mean, you're either present or you listen to my recordings. I mean, I don't reach 10,000 with everyone ignoring me. So, I respect my listeners. And so, I know you guys kind of have got a concept of the way I think, the way I move, the way I, attempt to have my life. You know what I mean? Constructed. And my mind is my most powerful tool. Like, there's nothing in this world that I have except for my mind. And that has been giving me everything that I need. And I say that honestly. Like, as far as, like, creating my actual reality. Being able to see what I want from my existence to actually come into play. You feel me? Because, like, so for me, some people have money, they just go out and buy what they want. Some people, you know, they have people, they just do whatever they want. You know what I mean? For me, I literally wanted a way to figure, and had to figure out a way that I could do it without it ever getting away from me. So with money, if you, and I know this from experience, buy too many lottery tickets, you can lose all your money. Or play the slot machines, not the slot machines, well, slots too. But anything, that's a gamble. With money, even when you want to flip. Some people I know buy packs, you know, stuff like that. We do different things to accept, to yield us a bigger return. With that being said, just for a sidebar, please buy stocks. We're getting our stimulus checks. I said this on other shows. We're starting to receive our money. There's a couple stocks that are only like $8. And I know they're all going to shoot up. Every single thing that is a stock is going to go up from here. Like, nothing's going to go down. People are just going to be buying stuff unnecessarily. So I think it's like the G stock was like $8. You know what I'm saying? Bank of America is $30. But people are going to be getting loans. Everything that they're doing now, you know what I mean, the Paycheck Protection, all the stuff like that, like, it, right now, we're helping, but if you buy a $30 Bank of America stock, within a few months, by about August or so, September, it'll be worth a couple hundred dollars at least. I don't know, it might be worth more, but I know it'll at least be that. Disney stock's a little bit more expensive to purchase, but it'll be up in the thousands by the end of the summer, because if they let everyone out in May, which I feel like is the deadline, I heard, they have to go. People had to push back their vacations. Those vacations still have to be honored. So, and summertime is already a big Disney vacation time, and so all that is on a standstill. People are going to kind of, it's like being a drug user and going a really long time without the drug that you love, which is consumerism, and then you're allowed to spend money again. You're allowed to go do these things again, and you go overboard. You know what I'm saying? Now you got access to it, and then you go off the top. OD, literally. So that's what's gonna happen, and I mean, I'm unable to tell anyone to spend their money. I'm just saying this is my interest, and that and XRP. So I just suggest definitely doing that. You can get free stock. You can get stock through Cash App, but you can get free stock if you sign up for Robinhood and Stash. Stash I've heard about as well, but I'm unfamiliar as to whether or not how that works. Like, I have yet to really indulge in that. I think I signed up for it. I never really worked for it. Utilized it. Didn't forget all my sign-in. And it will not let you re-sign up because I already used my social. But anyway, tangent. Get your money. But I wanted to figure out a way that I could get stuff and never have it taken from me. So the only thing that I have, you know, you only have what you come in this world with and what you go out of this world with. And for me, this is just me, you know what I'm saying, my mind, you know what I mean? There's no large sum of money sitting in a boat somewhere. There's no, I wasn't even wanted by my mother when she first found out about me, you know what I mean? She kept me a secret and she attempted to kill me instead of birth me. So it's no big deal, you know what I mean, because I'm still here. Obviously, I have a purpose because, I mean, if I was not, I mean, Most High would have just made sure that I was done before I began. And so, but it's different for me because, like, with me, what I'm doing and what I'm on is actually more so, how can I make sure that I have longevity and I'm able to, if I lose it all, I can get it back without going crazy. So a lot of people, they get their money, you know what I mean? And if they lose, and they're fine, but if they lose it, they don't know how to act. They feel insignificant, they get insecure, they feel nervous, you know what I mean? They react very rudely or aggressively, stuff like that. Whereas there's other people who can have been without money forever, and you never have to really deal with them, like, being negative with when they're in a situation of not having money. Like, Life Genius has a song, Must Be Nice. And turn a project, make the projects feel like a mansion. I like to consider myself that type of person more than not. But, I mean, sometimes I get frustrated, too. It's like, all right, well, this project, I mean, technically, is like a mansion. You know what I mean? But I would like to have access to all my rooms. That was going to be the case. But it's like seeing the best out of all situations. But it's not just maintaining a positive attitude, because you can maintain this positive attitude, and we want the positive attitude because it makes everything easier, but it's actually like believing in that positive attitude, because some people will just feel like that, like, well, I'm fine, I'm happy, but not really be happy. They're still thinking about everything that's going to go wrong, still thinking about all the negative outcomes, still thinking about everything that could come from this situation. And as a result, they downplay the situation, you know? They have all this opportunity, they have all this ability to do something different, and what they do instead is, you know, let opportunities pass them by. They let life pass them by. They say, you know what, I'm not gonna do it. I'm too nervous. I know that this is okay, and I'm not gonna do it because I'm too nervous, you know what I mean? But that's a mind thing. This is why I worked vigorously. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you have no idea on my mind. Like, my mind is so solid, so strong. Like, there's nothing penetrating this. Not even a bullet. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I have the strongest mind I have ever come encounter with. I there's more stuff that I'm teaching myself. I'm not talking about the smartest, the most intellectual, none of that. I mean the strongest mind that there ever is to man. You understand what I'm saying? And no one surpasses me with this. And if it sounds a little cocky, whatever, it's the truth though. You know, someone can tell me I got this amount of months to live. Or, you know, I'm gonna die of this, or I got this disease. I got to deal with cancer. I got whatever. They can say whatever they want, and my mind refuses to accept anyone else's agenda for me unless it's suiting and fitting for me. It's just period. You know how many people will let a doctor tell? Well, if the doctor told me, I guess it got to be true. It's like I discredit scholars. If it's not the Most High God, I have nothing to hear about it. And the people are like, well, God, maybe God, they're using God. They're using that person as an instrument, because I'm an instrument of God. So, you know, people love to try to help me to, or encourage me to accept some bullcrap as being sent from God as like an instrument, like someone else doing it. And for me, it's not like that. See, what I know about God is that God only tells us the good things. Like, it was only good. And I know that because it says so in the beginning. Like, everything God created was good. God created light and it was good. God created the animals, it was good. God created man, it was good. Everything was good. Like, everyone's like, oh, there's no good and bad. It's all relative. Like, not in the eyes of God. You understand what I'm saying? If you want to say that, your children could be the test dummy to find out how far good and bad is only relative. You understand what I'm saying? Like. And I do this often because that's what touches people. That gets people in the heart. You know what I mean? They might not mind what you do to them, but you put their child in it and you're saying good and bad is relative. So then now that child has been raped. That's relative. You understand what I'm saying? It's not really a bad thing because it's relative. No, bad, we know what bad is. Or that child is being beat on. That's relative. No. That shit's bad. Excuse me for cussing, but you know, you know that it's bad. So why would you pretend that? Why would you pretend that? It's not a generalization. Good is good and bad is bad. You know what I mean? Why would you pretend it's just relative? I mean, like you know what you like. You know what it is. And you know what makes you feel good, and that's what's good. You know what makes you feel nice. You know what makes you happy. You know what makes you feel positive. And so I never listen, and that's what this world consists of: people wanting you to believe that you can get away with bad because good and bad is relative. You know what I mean? Oh, it just depends on who's looking at it or who's talking about it, who's judging. No, it doesn't. There's a standard of good and there's a standard of bad. No matter who you are, unless something's seriously wrong with you, you do not want your child getting raped. That's a bad thing. You do not want your child getting beat on. That's a bad thing. Like by other people, especially, because some parents will like go crazy on their kids and somebody else does something. And then, you know what I mean? But like, let's be honest. Let's be real. That's not. When God created the light, it was good. Everything created by God is good. So if someone's telling me I have something that brings less enjoyment to my life, or discomforts me, or diseases me, they're not good, because you're causing me dis-ease. You understand what I mean? That's what disease is. Lack of easement, lack of being good. And so if I'm at a doctor and the doctor says, you have this going on with you, and it makes me uncomfortable, you know, I have a dis-ease, I'm no longer feeling good. Oh, you're not of God. You're not an instrument of God to tell me something. You understand what I'm saying? Because the instruments of God tell you good. And that's period. That's in general. They tell you good, and they tell you, or they warn you and give you opportunity to adjust to do good. They never speak bad over you. They never bring bad to you unless you accept it. Now, we'll say that, and we look at stuff like with like Moses and Pharaoh and stuff like that. Well, the bad stuff was brought to them. Well, they were already in the absence of God by choice, though. Not because God was like, oh, no, I don't want to rock with you. You Pharaoh. Nah, it wasn't like that. It was just they wanted to be more powerful than God. Anything that wants to become more powerful than God, again, not good. Because we get our power from that. That's like saying a robot Earth is better than the real Earth, the actual Earth. And it's not true. We know better than that. We know that we need in our life righteousness. We need in our life life. We need in our life supply. We not to need, but it's present and it's necessary. You understand what I'm saying? Not necessarily a need because we already have it. It's already present. But we're unable to sustain life and continue life without it. But what we like to do is pretend that all this other stuff is what we really have to have in order to be significant. We pretend that without a nice house, then we don't have prestige. Without nice cars or lots of money in our bank accounts and stuff like that, that we're in lack. But the truth of the matter is, we are never in lack. We are never without. We always have everything that is necessary for us to continue and for us to grow. We are less accepting to these things in some cases because of the form in which they come. So, like, when I speak and the wind blows really hard, I apologize for pausing, but I'm looking at the tree, and this one tree is moving really hard. I always know when I'm on the right path, especially when I'm outside and I'm speaking, and the wind will just go harder. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just goes. And this tree, this palm tree, looks like it's like losing its ish, you know? And it lets me know, though, okay, keep moving, keep talking. And I am. I was going to attempt to go to about 11:15. And I know with the strength of my mind, I've been able to create a lot of things. And that's why I encourage being a healthy self. People that are unhealthy like to portray me as a problem, or like to portray what I have going on insignificant. They'll say, oh, she doesn't have enough money for that. Well, it's not as if the money has been unattainable or the relationships have been, you know what I mean, in lack. Like, I can have friendships and I'm building them too. That's another thing I'm thankful for today. So, I didn't even finish telling you guys. I just got a time out and tell you guys. Like, aside from the lady making my baby's mask, me and my baby's mask, then we were invited to dinner. And like I said, I'm not really celebratory for, you know, holidays, but it was so funny because I was just like, oh, I was just walking by her friend and I was just like, oh, it smells so good. She's like, oh, I'm making some for you too. Huh? It smells good. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. And so I'm making some for you. Really? Yeah. Wow. I'm gonna go get my cousin later, and then yeah, come eat. We're gonna do. And I got baskets for the kids. She bought my babies Easter baskets and fed us dinner. Dinner probably was like the highlight of my day today. And just the interaction, you know what I mean? We didn't sit on our phones, you know, we actually talked, we communicated, it was cool. I talked a lot, but she talks too, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're relatable towards each other, and that's cool, you know what I mean? And I respect that. But aside from that, people will, like I said, discredit me and say, oh, your mind this, your mind that. But I want longevity, okay? I don't want someone to be my friend just because I'm around, they're around, hey, let's just be friends, and then I'm stuck with some crap, because see, that'll bring me down. All the progress that I've been doing, all the work that I've been putting in, and everything I've been doing to make myself, like, better and become more, would go out the window, you know, would be in vain, because, like, they might have not done the same work. So, it's cool to have a whole lot of money, but have a whole lot of money and have a healthy mentality, you know what I mean? Have a whole lot of prestige and, like, be mentally strong to where, like, okay, I use Donald Trump as an example. Donald Trump is, to me, one of the most strong-minded people I know as well, because, like, no matter what anyone else says, like, he's going to be on what he's on. And why do you keep calling it? Okay, why do you keep calling it the Chinese disease? His mind is just common sense, because it came from China. And I mean, like, it has to be the funniest video I've ever seen in my life. It's probably not supposed to be as hysterical as it is to me, but it is. I mean, like, he doesn't care what we think. It's just like what he's on. It's like, what do you mean? These Chinese people did this to us, you know? Not necessarily making it right. I'm just saying, like, but that's having a strong mind. We gotta get ready to get in 11:11. And manifest our existences, manifest our life in the way that we want it, because our minds are where everything is created from. Everything thoughts with a think. Everything's created with a thought, and all things start with a thought, and then after you think it, you usually speak it or write it down. And thoughts and words become things, and that's how life begins. But it's usually a thought. The thought is the strongest. It's even stronger than writing it down. Though we say writing it down is important, just think about all the times that nothing was written down, but yet everything began and created. God just started and spoke it. So, I am good, I am wonderful, I am marvelous, I am accepting, I am protected, I am safe, I am free, I am loving, I am lasting, I am wonderful, I am legendary, I am beautiful, I am healthy, I am whole, I am sophisticated, I am prestigious, I am innovative, I am integrated, I am strategic. I am infinite, I am God, I am a God, I am infinite, I am God, I am a God, I am infinite, I am God, I am a God. All good is drawn to me, all negativity, and that does not serve my greatest, highest purpose is repelled. And that's like the standard of my existence, my children's existence as well. I guide them in the direction of being, you know, good people. I refuse to raise negative existences because our life is good. See, what happens is, like, they've been exposed to things. Because children come into this world as pure as they can be. But then they're exposed to things that alter their judgment and shift their shaping. They listen to how their mothers talk. They listen to how their fathers talk. They pay attention to how we do things. And then they pick up on those things because we're not conscious enough to care enough to teach them in the manner in which they should go. And so it's up to us to redo any harm that we may have caused or disconnect that we may have brought because of not allowing ourselves to be held at our highest self, which is again why I focus on the mind. So as a result of me spending so much time with my mind, so much time with God, and repelling all negativity, like, I would stay by myself because people want me to do certain things to be accepted, and it's like, I want to be accepted, that's not the thing. But I want to be accepted for me. I don't want to be accepted because, oh, I look this way, or I wear this type of clothes, or I have this amount of money. I want to be accepted because I am a major asset in all things that I touch turn to God. I'm unable to equate it to the world, but everything I touch turns to God. You understand what I mean? And if it's not, it's repelled. You know what I mean? It's not allowed to be in this presence. And when I said that, the wind blew and started blowing hard. That's how I know I'm talking and speaking truth. And it feels really good. I don't know if you all can hear it on the recording, but it was just how quiet it was. And then the minute I say, all things turn to God, you know, the wind starts blowing. So, like, I noticed too that insecure people like to travel in packs. You know what I mean? They need to be surrounded, and they need backing, and they tell other people how to think about other people. It's like, you ever see someone who dislikes you, and next thing you know, they're telling their friends who probably never had a problem with you, oh, she's like this, or he's like that, and this, that, and the third. Well, that's because they're insecure. If they were secure in themselves, they would not care what anybody else does with you, thinks about you, feels about you, or how they interact with you. But their insecurity makes them feel like, well, if you hang out with them, you're not going to want to hang out with me, because they're going to challenge you to be as great as you possibly can be, where I'm going to keep you where you at, crabs in a bucket. I'm not going to help lift you up. I'm going to make it seem like I am. I'm going to dress it up and make it pretty for you, but it's not really going to be what it actually is. And instead, I'm going to actually do whatever I can to hold you back from your growth, which will be telling you how a certain person is or what a certain person is on, even if I don't know. I'll pretend that I know, but I really will not know. And so, I mean, like, you have to be very careful. And like I said, for me, there was no amount of money, there was no amount of, there was no job, position, or anything else in the world that meant more than being able to have control over my mind. And as a result now, all things are growing and moving. Like, I'll tell you this. I knew something was going to happen. I was like, this thing is going to happen. I'm going to get this. It was about some money. I was going to get this money. I'm getting this money. I'm getting this money. I'm getting this money. Well, in the time frame in which I thought I was going to get the money, I didn't get the money. And it was actually taken from me. And I'm like, man, I'm thinking my manifestation is broken. I was like, oh, man, this thing is broken. Something's not right. You know what I'm saying? Well, later on down the line, I find out, oh, I am going to get the money.
And it's funny to me because the time frame in which I would have got the money, if I would have got it, then I would not have anything to show for it. And then I would have done less. I would not have been making the same moves that I'm making with the money now. You understand what I'm planning to? Anyhow. And so it's like, my manifestations surpass even my comprehension at times. You understand? It's like, because I'm working with God and I have centered my focus so much on God, it's like I have my thoughts and what my expectations are. And then God's like, okay, so this is what you, I see you, your mansion, and I raise you an estate. I see you, your, prestige, and I raise you up to me type thing. You know what I mean? Like, I see how you view yourself, but let me show you how I view you. And like putting me in positions to be actually, to where all my words are showing to prove true, and like to proving myself as I go. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, I didn't even ask for that part necessarily. Like, I was going to do that. I'm like, put me on a lie detector test. God's like, you're not going to need that. I'm going to make everyone else talk about the same things you talk about now. And so now we'll go to church and we'll listen, and it's like, wow, these people went to school for this, and they actually get paid to do what she does for free naturally. Wow, it has to be true. And they cite sources, and this is without me citing sources. And you hear that when it's because it's the truth. And so for me, learning who we are is the most important step of your life. And it does not, your college does not matter, your job does not matter. The most important thing that you'll ever do for your entire existence is knowing exactly who you are and where you want to go. It's getting to know you and your mind, and with the least amount of distractions as possible. I know we like to think that our friends are our friends, but oftentimes that they're just energy. They're just energy that we need to kind of complete ours. But if we ourselves are whole and complete energy frequencies and know and aware of our greatness, of our power, and where we're vibrating, what level we're vibrating at, everything else will only enhance us. If we have anything else that lessens us and makes us feel less than, it's because we have yet to complete our cipher and getting to know who we are, and we're unable, like, so we still are able to resonating with a lower self. Like, once you do the work, resonating with a lower self it's not going to even be fun. It's going to be unwelcome. It's going to, like, I think about, like, guys who are, like, really shallow when it comes to who they date, you know what I mean? And they'll date a girl because she has, like, a nice bod, and, like, they're just like, oh, they don't even care about their mind. But, like, once they start to do the work of the mind, it's just automatically that even they still want the nice body. They still want, but we'll get to that part. But they'll still want all that, but it's not what's important anymore. It's like they actually become bored with the things that they, like, needed, you know what I mean, at one point in time, because they've now excelled on a vibrational level. But same with, like, the female, let's say, she's smart and she's everything, like, you know what I mean, that is desired. But even in her mind, she's like, I still have work to do on a physical. It's not like that she'll automatically just, well, from my experience, it's not like she's just like, oh, well, I'm so mentally strong, I don't want to be better. No. When you're mentally strong, you want to be better in all areas, all aspects. You're not sitting here making excuses. You're not pretending, oh, this is acceptable because my mind is, no. You don't do that. What you do is you recognize yourself for who you are, but you know that because your mind is the way that it is, it's only a matter of time, just like with the money, just like with the prestige, just like with everything else. It's only a matter of time before you become the ultimate best in the other aspects, other areas. But you have to prioritize. And most people prioritize money first, prioritize their looks second, or looks first and money second. But the people that will last, the people that will sustain, the people that will create the longevity for themselves as well as others that come into interaction with them are the ones that secure their mind first. And you have to have it rooted in the source, and the source being the Most High God. You have to. And once you do that, nothing can faze you, nothing can touch you. And then God created your new body, and it was good, and saw that it was good. But you have to be rooted in the source to be able to speak really good into existence. Because even if stuff comes into play that you speak and you're not rooted in the source, it's only a matter of time before it fails. It's only a matter of time before it disassembles. Like, only the good stands. That's why the trees are still here all the time. That's why this earth is still here. That's why the sun is still here. That's why the moon is still here. That's why the stars are still here. The wind, the air, all that stuff stands forever because God created it, and it was good. So be created in God. That's what you need to do. That's what the soul service is about, being created in God. You have to create yourself in the source. And once you do that, all things that you create, all things that you touch, all things that you do, it will as well be good. I have 3 songs I want to play. I'm going to end this show. I'm going to end it over here on Anchor. And I'm going to play, like I said, my 3 songs. And I hope everyone has a good day and good night and a good week. And is able to learn something from this lesson that I spoke on today. Day of the Risen. Today is the day that the dead rises. If you've been feeling dead and your life has been something that portrays that of being dead, thank God, because today is the day you rise. Everyone have a great day. Thank you.